Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I went to a zoo recently. I don't often go to zoos. I can't remember the last time. Oh, maybe I can remember the last time I went to a zoo. But it was a long time ago. Probably over 20 years ago now. So like I say, I don't often go. But I was looking for somewhere to go for a walk. And as you know, I'm always searching for places with lots of nature. And my wife's mother, so my mother-in-law, had recommended this place. And I'd previously seen this place on a map, because I often look at maps of my local area and try to find green parts and, like, you know, see what's there. Like, is that a park? Is that... I mean, more often than not, it's like a golf club, you know, somewhere, some place to play golf, which isn't what I was looking for. But sometimes, you know, you zoom in on the map and it's like, oh, there's a park I haven't been to yet or something like that. So I had previously found this place, but I'd sort of like crossed it off my list of places I want to visit, because it wasn't just a zoo. It was a children's zoo. That's what it said on the, you know, the name on the map. And I thought, probably not for me really. But, you know, my mother-in-law had recommended it, so I thought, well, I'll go and check it out, see what it's like. And I think it was better than... Yeah, it was definitely better than I expected, because I thought it might be a little too childish. You know, like when I thought of, like, kids' zoo, I thought of, like, lots of, like... Well, maybe like smaller animals, you know, like lots of rabbits and guinea pigs and things like that. And they did have those, yes. But I also thought like there'd be like loads of, you know, like models of animals. I don't know, like in a, like you would see at a park or something, like, I don't know, swings and slides and like, I don't know, like the slide is shaped like an elephant or, I don't know, like that kind of stuff everywhere, like all these models and maybe some kids' music or something. But it was, I think the reason I liked it is because it was like half a zoo and half a really big park, which I've never seen before. I mean, I've been to zoos before, but normally there, you know, you walk to one place and see some animals, and then you walk to the next place, it's pretty close by, see some more animals. You walk to the next place, it's close by, you see some more animals. This was very different. This was like, actually, there was an area like that, but for some of the places, you really had to go on quite a long walk. I was surprised by how far we had to walk, and, because, you know, it's supposed to be for kids, but kids can't walk very far. So there was a, like a train, you know, it looked like a train, but it wasn't a real train. And you could get on that, and that would carry you to, like, the different areas around the park. We didn't use that because, you know, I wanted a walk. I wanted the exercise. And so, yeah, it was a nice park. So it was like just going to a normal sort of big park, but every now and again, when you were walking around it, you'd go to, like, a different place with some different animals in. And we saw quite a few animals. I think there were more than I was expecting. Like I said, when I heard children's zoo, I just thought, like, loads of rabbits and guinea pigs. And, you know, smaller animals. But we saw some giraffes as well. And there were about six of them. So, you know, you need a lot of space to keep six giraffes. And it was weird. I mean, it's always weird when you see giraffes because they just don't belong in England, if I see them in England. And they don't belong in Japan either. So it's very strange seeing a giraffe. Maybe it's not if you live in Africa somewhere. But, yeah, they don't normally live over here. So pretty unusual, but interesting. I like looking at animals. I'm not like a big fan of animals, as in, like, some people, you know, some people are really interested in animals or dinosaurs or something like that. That's not me, but I do find it interesting. I just find it interesting looking at them and, I don't know, seeing how they behave and things like that, I suppose. But then there's another part of me that sees them and sees them like, you know, sort of like in a cage or in a, what, like a pen, like a, you know, an enclosed area and thinks, they don't really belong in there. But then I look at some of them and I think, well, you could, you know, you've got an easy life. It could be worse. You could be like outside in the cold, can't find any food and you might die because you can't find any food, which happens. So I really don't know what, you know, is it better that those animals are in the zoo or is it better that they're outside in, you know, nature where they belong? It's hard to say. They're very well looked after, I should imagine. I'd hope in the zoo, you know, if they get ill, there's a vet who can look after them and all that kind of stuff. So, I don't know. But sometimes I look at them and I just wonder, are you happy? But then again, I don't know. Do animals experience happiness like humans do? Maybe some of them, maybe not all of them. I don't know. I've gone off on a different, what? We say like I've gone off on a tangent, which means I've gone off on a different course of, you know, a different path for the thing that I wanted to talk about. So, sorry about that. I didn't want to talk about how happy animals are in a zoo. I was just going to tell you about the walk I went on. Anyway, like I was saying, it was it ended up being a nice park, and I think it had a few lakes, a couple of lakes. We ended up sitting down on like a nice grassy area and having a picnic, which is weird because it's January, and I would never consider having a picnic in January in England because it's so cold and usually raining. And it was a little cold. I mean, obviously we had coats on, but the sun was out, and it was only a little cold because of the wind. The wind was quite cold. But if we had been sitting in an area that was, you know, sheltered from the wind, then it would have felt even warmer. But as things were, it was definitely warm enough. And I didn't feel cold at all, really. Which is, again, quite strange. But, I mean, strange for me, you know, as an English person. But I don't think it was that warm. I think it was under 10 degrees. But just had a, you know, good coat on. And sitting down on something warm, I wasn't sitting on something warm. I wasn't sitting on something heated, but I was sitting down on like a special mat with a special surface, and it reflects the heat back at you. So it feels warm, but it's your own heat if that makes sense. I hope it does. So, yeah, it was just nice going out for a walk, going out for a picnic, and then the animals, it's just like they happened to be there. So it felt like a park with a zoo instead of just a zoo. And so apart from giraffes, what other animals did we see? We saw a lesser panda. They had sheep, which is interesting. I don't think you'd get sheep in a zoo in England just because sheep are pretty much everywhere anyway. I mean, you can just see them in fields, you know, just driving along a country road. There's some sheep, there's some cows, there's some horses. In fact, I think they had they didn't have horses, they had ponies, but you know, it's sort of similar, small horse. What else did they have? Did I see any pigs? I don't think I saw pigs. I saw really big tortoise, two of them, and I'm trying to think what else. I mean, to be honest, there were lots of animals that I saw that I wouldn't recognize because, like I said, I'm not like so fascinated by animals, you know. But yeah, there was someone that I was just looking at, and I just thought, I don't know what you are. I've never seen you before. But they had the name like at the side of the enclosure where the animals were, but I've forgotten the names already, I'm afraid. But some of them were quite cute and fluffy. Oh, we saw owls. We saw some rather nice owls and like a stork, like a giant bird that was standing on one leg. It was standing on one leg. I'm trying to think. Of all the animals, it was only a few days ago, and I've forgotten most of them already, which is a shame. Prairie dogs. You saw prairie dogs. I think the reason I've forgotten them is because there were so many that I was seeing that I just had never seen before or even heard of before. There was something, a bush dog. I've never heard of a bush dog before. So I guess I'm telling you these names of animals and it's probably quite difficult to understand what they are because I know the names of basic animals in Japanese. You know, monkey, horse, cow. But when it starts to get into things like bush dog, I don't even know what it is in English. You know, I've never heard it before. So, of course, you probably don't know what it is unless you're fascinated by animals and you've been studying the names of animals in English. So, I won't bother trying to explain all of the animals I saw. Just know that I saw a lot of different types. Anyway, that was pretty much my day. And it was, like I said, better than I expected. Just because it was like a giant park as well. If it was just a zoo, I probably wouldn't have enjoyed it so much. But because it was combined with a bit of walking. Ooh, hang on. There is one animal that I wanted to tell you about. I don't know if you know what this one is. Actually, I didn't. Yeah. I saw this animal that's called a capybara. And a capybara, to me, looks like a giant guinea pig. I don't know if you know what a guinea pig is. A guinea pig is sort of, it looks like a rabbit a bit without a big tail and without the big feet, and a guinea pig looks like a mouse, I suppose, like a rather fat looking mouse. But anyway, the capybara looks like a giant guinea pig, and they're huge, like the size of a dog, and I've never seen them before, but I've always wanted to see one. Like I've seen them on photographs, I've never seen them in real life, so I was quite happy that I got the chance to see that. And they were bathing in some hot water outside, and they looked very relaxed and very happy. And yeah, they just loved staying in the hot water. I've just remembered I saw kangaroos as well. Oh, and a koala bear. And why are they called koala bears? I don't know if they are. Maybe they're just called koalas. But anyway, yeah, lots of animals. No snakes. Strangely enough, I didn't see any snakes. I saw one lizard. But anyway, enough about the animals and so on. That is it for now. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye-bye.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.